Interest rate cuts by central banks in South Korea, Hong Kong and Taiwan on Thursday followed cuts in the United States, Europe and China overnight. Anyason Barananconda, managing director of BT Asset Management in Thailand, says the cuts had a calming effect.
The markets are still very skeptical about what the real impact of that going to be. But at least from the psychological viewpoint, this rate cut has already improved some sentiment. The market was panicked yesterday. Most markets were panicked. Although there are some selling pressure, but the pressure today is not as intense, if you like, as yesterday.
On Thursday, the panic selling seen for most of the week eased. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index gained more than 3%, and Seoul's Kospi was up more than 0.5%. Other markets saw losses, but they were far milder than on Wednesday. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average lost just 0.5%, after plunging 9% a day earlier. Around the world, central bank chiefs and finance ministers have struggled for weeks to stem the credit crisis and soothe shaky financial markets. Even China's communist-run government joined the effort. Qin Gong, a spokesman for China's foreign ministry, explained Thursday what Beijing is doing. Qin says that in facing this international financial crisis, the Chinese government has stated its position on many occasions that the international community should maintain confidence, work together to overcome this difficulty. He says the central bank and other Chinese authorities are keeping close communication and contact with other countries' authorities. Economists say that despite efforts to avoid a financial meltdown, the global economy is likely to slow in the months ahead, especially in the US and Europe. In Asia, workers and business owners are worried. Chitu Prapa sells shirts in a Bangkok street market, a business that is heavily dependent on tourists from Europe and the US.
Yeah, I see now America, there's problem. I think about not have more tourists come Thailand. Next 2 months or 3 months, I think, or the problem more than this, I think, yeah. And not have more tourists come Thailand. Yeah, I think now everywhere problem, you know.
The International Monetary Fund earlier this week cut its global growth outlook to 3.9% for 2008, the lowest in 6 years and bordering on what the IMF considers a potential recession level. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.